Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my Word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Jim Newsom, and this is Truth in God's Word Radio. It's 11th day of May, 2016, at 7 a.m. on the East Coast of the United States, and we are broadcasting to you from North Central, West Virginia. Continuing today in our study in the book of Colossians, learning together the letter written to the Church of Colossae from Rome by Paul around 60 to 64 A.D., finding out Paul was never at this church, according to what was written, and the man who was given credit, so to speak, for establishing this particular body of people was Epaphras, and they were, Paul gave him much commendation. They were truly a church where the Spirit of God was moving. But there was a situation, as there is today, there's always the threat of false doctrine coming into the house of God. The Bible declares, as I said yesterday, Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus concerning that there come a time when they would come in wolves in sheep's clothing, peddling false doctrine. Many religions tried to come in, mysticism, Gnostics, those trying to revert back to the law, trying to destroy the divinity of Jesus Christ and what he did at the cross 2,000 years ago. That's still going on today, where many isms and schisms have come into the house of God. And Jesus said, as I've said many, many times, take heed that no man deceive you. So this is where we are today in the world, is we come to the close of the end of this age, and it's coming rapidly, I might add. When, I don't know, but it is coming. And, the Bible says, "Be sober and be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, goes about seeking whom he can destroy and seeking whom he can devour." See, the church needs to wake up that we are in a spiritual warfare. You know, if you say that, a whole lot of people say, "Well, you know, you're just way too sensitive to this or that. You know, you need to kind of cool it with all that." But no, the truth is, you know, we are in a spiritual battle, a warfare, and the stakes are very high. The stakes are the souls of men and women. And Paul taught us that we're not to get too caught up in this temporal world. Set your affections on things above rather than on things below. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these other things shall be added unto you. We need that basic gospel today, that bedrock gospel, which was preached by the apostles after the infilling of the Holy Ghost, which was documented in Acts chapter 2, the day of Pentecost, the birth of the New Testament church. So we are starting today in verse 9, chapter 1, Colossians. Paul speaking to them, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will." Since we heard it, probably they had heard the rumblings of many coming in trying to dethrone, which of course they'll never do this, but in the mind and hearts of the people, dethrone Jesus Christ and what he did at the cross 2,000 years ago. And to try to get the focus of the Christians in this particular body of people on something else rather than Jesus Christ and Him crucified. As we said before, you know, the thrust of this broadcast is to lift up Jesus Christ, that all men might be drawn unto Him, to preach Him and preach Jesus Christ crucified. Not the precepts of men, not the doctrines of men, but the doctrine of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was established by His finished work. So Paul said, we continually pray for you without ceasing. There was an urgency. There was a threat. There was, in this particular body of people, there's a threat today in the true believers of Jesus Christ. The wolf, so to speak, is knocking at the door, and many probably have already come in and taken his seat in the church world, peddling that which is not of God. Jesus said they'll come. False teachers, false prophets shall come in and sway many, is what the Word of God says. The Word of God declares that many will give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. This is what the Word of God says. So these are things that we need to watch out for. These are things that we need to be on guard for. Be sober, be vigilant, as I said before, because our adversary, who? The devil and his minions, who they can devour and seek, who they can destroy. The Bible declares, beware of the wiles or the methods or the weapons of the powers of darkness, because they are many. But if we stay where we need to be in Jesus Christ, believe upon Him, believe upon His finished work, then the Bible says these things will not prosper against us, that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. So what Paul is preaching here is praying for the grace of God to be upon them, that the grace of God will not allow them to be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine that was coming into this particular body. And this is very alive today, winds of doctrine, trying to unseat people from being established in the gospel, the truth. He says that, that you might be filled with knowledge, that you might be filled with all wisdom and all spiritual understanding. 1 Corinthians 12:8 tells us that this is one of the gifts of the Spirit, for to be given by the Spirit or by the Holy Ghost the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Wisdom can be defined as that which concerns future events. Knowledge is information concerning past, present things or people, places or things. Discernment. The sons of Issachar, the Word of God says, had discernment, and they knew what to do for Israel. The Bible declares if we get caught up in a lie and we believe that lie, that that lie will allow our soul to be damned. See, this is very serious. This is very, very, very serious. To many, churches are secondary activities. Jesus Christ is secondary in their lives. He doesn't come first. And when He is not first, and when He does not sit on the throne of our heart, then we are prone to deception. If He does not rule our minds, our souls, our entire being, if we don't look totally unto Him, the author and the finisher of our faith, then we are prone to be deceived. And nothing more Satan would like than to drag you away from the grace of God. It says in verse 10 that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. You see, he's praying for increase. Here again, he mentions the word knowledge, that you might be fruitful. Now, Galatians 5, 22 and 23 points out to us that is given to us the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit comes off the one tree, which is Jesus Christ. He says, I am the vine, and ye are my branches. The Word of God declares that if we don't bear fruit, and the Bible talks about a cutting asunder and a destruction. That which does not bear fruit shall be destroyed. He does talk about pruning, where prune off the dead that the new might live again. This is done by we are letting the Holy Ghost deal with us every day, bring not conviction upon us, not condemnation, but conviction. The Bible says, whom the Lord loves, He chastens. We need to be willing to be chastened by the Spirit of God. We need to quit being such hard heads. It's not our way. It's God's way. It's the trouble today. Too many follow the doctrines of men, the doctrines of denominations, the doctrines of religion, but they don't follow Jesus Christ. The Bible declares there's a form and a fashion that denies the power thereof. And it's here. It's here today. And be careful. Be sober. Be vigilant. Pray. Seek God. You know, don't have the attitude, I've got this. No, we don't. Paul said, I haven't attained yet. I haven't got there yet. He said, but I'm pressing toward the high mark of the high calling. He warned of these many things coming into the house of God. That you might be fruitful, the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Proverbs 2 and 6 says, for the Lord giveth wisdom out of his mouth, cometh knowledge and understanding. Who's the source of all wisdom and all knowledge? What did Solomon say when God asked him, what gift do you want? What would you want me to do for you? He said, give me wisdom. He says, because thou hast not asked silver and gold, I will give you wisdom. If you read anything about Solomon, he was a very wise man. Many say that probably the wisest man that ever lived. He got caught up in some things at the end. It wasn't good. But he had the wisdom of God upon his life. We need that wisdom today. We need that knowledge. We need that discernment. We need to get in the place where we can hear that still, small voice. My sheep know my voice, the Word of God declares in John 10. You know, we are way too caught up in charisma and entertainment and chill bumps. And, you know, we need to get established in the gospel of Jesus Christ. All these other things, emotions and miracles can't even save us. Jesus Christ saves us. Christ performed many miracles before the Pharisees and the Sadducees, but were they saved? No. No, their hearts were hardened. They were caught up in their own thing. They were established in the law of Moses. They were established in the traditions of men. They were very, very, very prideful. And pride always comes before a fall. I believe that's original sin, is pride, that got into the heart of a angel named Lucifer. And the Bible, we know what he tried to do. And of course, he didn't succeed, because God's God. He was simply a creation. So verse 11 says, strengthen with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Strengthen with all power. The power that we get comes from the Holy Spirit. Behold, I shall give you power. You shall be endued with power. You shall be filled with the Holy Ghost and with power. The promise of the paraclete, the one that comes alongside, the one that helps, the one that will lead us and guide us into all truth and all righteousness according to the Word of God. Strengthen, be strengthened today in the gospel. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. 2 Corinthians 12:9, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. My, listen to that. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Our weakness is the opportunity to allow Jesus Christ to be Lord in our lives. Let's just face it today, we're weak. I know we want to be, basically men want to be all macho and we're all that, but we're not. We're not. We have our weaknesses in our lives. And you know them today. I know mine. You know yours. You know where we need to be shored up. You know that there's time we've come to the end of ourselves and there is no help. And Paul says, when I am weak, yet he is strong. And Paul had just got through asking the question, you know, I need to get rid of the thorn in my flesh. And the Bible declares he asked him three times. What the Spirit of God say? He said, listen to me now. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Most gladly, therefore, Paul said, rather while joy in my infirmities. Why would anybody enjoy infirmities? Infirm, weakness, blights on our lives, because it's the opportunity to let go of our foolish pride and allow Jesus Christ to sit on the throne of our heart and be our strength, our incoming and our outgoing, our high tower, our present help in the time of trouble. He said, rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. This is what Paul said. Verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet or qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. The Bible declares we're not the children of darkness. We are the children of light. All good gifts, the Bible declares, comes down from the Father of lights. Psalms 36 and 9, for with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. Shall we receive light? So we are, and the Bible declares we're not to hide our light under a bushel. Verse 13, who hath delivered us? This is probably one of the most powerful scriptures ever written. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us or moved us into the kingdom of his dear Son, being rescued by a mighty hand. As the children of Israel were delivered from Egypt under a bondage that would have went on and on and on and on and on, had not been for the intercession and God sending Moses, using Moses to declare to Pharaoh, which who was a type of Satan, let my people go. Let them go. This was done by grace. God said, I have heard the cries of my people 400 years. 400 years the children of Israel were in bondage to this tyrant, ruled by him. Did he let them go with an easy hand? No, he did not. Does Satan let go with an easy hand? No, he does not. But he will if we keep on believing in Jesus Christ and him crucified. He will. The Bible declares, behold, I give you power over all power. Listen, this is the word of God. This is not my opinion. This is what the word of God says. Behold, I give you power over all power of the enemy. Romans 10:13 said, for whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hebrews 1:2, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Now, the Bible says that Jesus Christ, Paul is pointing to Christ, hath delivered us from the power of darkness. Only Jesus Christ. No other way can we be delivered from the enemy. We can't deliver ourselves. We can't be righteous enough. We can't be good enough. It has to come through the finished work at the cross. The blood will never, ever lose its power. The same quickening spirit that's in me and you, the Bible declares, is that spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, brought him out of that tomb. This is the word of God. So Paul was talking about, he was praying for the church at Colossae for grace, that they might not be spiritually blinded, that they might see that which tries to threaten them. You know, God can give warning, but if we don't heed that warning and go ahead and do what we want to do, then I would say there's probably a price to pay for hard-headedness, for not listening, for not being obedient. Samuel told Saul, he said, obedience is better than sacrifice. So we pray today for grace in our lives. We pray today for grace in our churches, that the wisdom and knowledge of Jesus Christ might fill our churches again. that he might be lifted up again, that all men might, and I'm not saying it's not going on, but it needs to be going on a whole lot more. We need to be lifting up the name of Jesus Christ, that all men might be drawn unto him. So they were praying for grace, that they might receive all wisdom and all knowledge which comes from the Holy Ghost, that they might have the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, all these things, temperance, patience, faith, the fruit. Christians produce fruit. This is why James said, without works, faith is dead. And everybody gets all excited. Well, we're not saved by works. But if there is faith, then works will follow. Signs and wonders shall follow those that believe. And the greatest sign, the greatest wonder, is the salvation of a man, a woman, a boy, or a girl. For this reason was the Son of God manifested, his purpose, that he might destroy the works of the devil, who had delivered us from the power of darkness, and we've been translated into the kingdom of Jesus Christ, God's dear Son. The kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of heaven was offered to the Jews, but they did not receive it. The kingdom of God is righteousness and holiness in the Holy Ghost, and the finished work of Jesus Christ, offered to everybody, a universal call. Jesus says, come and dine. Come and dine, the Master says, come and dine. So God's will is that there be grace amongst us, that we flourish in knowledge and wisdom of the Spirit of God, that we be not deceived in these last, and the deception's high, that there was warnings for deception, that we come across tickers on news networks, then deception level is high, because there is deceiving and deception going on every day. And this worldwide, universal deception is prone towards the children of God, because the enemy does not want you to make it. He wants you to be deceived. He wants you to believe a lie. And the Bible says, if a man believes a lie, then he or she shall be damned. That's just the word. So be sober. Be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, goes about seeking whom he can destroy and seeking whom he can devour. If you don't know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today, then call on his name. Confess with your mouth. Believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, we just read that today, shall be saved, Romans 10:13. Shall be saved. He took stripes on his back that we might be healed. He can heal any illness, any chronic illness, any ongoing, anything that we believe him for, he can heal, he can touch, he can deliver. And he was chastised for our peace of mind, our emotional health. The Bible declares that in the days in which we live, that men's hearts will fail them for what they see coming on the face of this earth. We live in a very, very, very dangerous time in history. We are in that perilous times. The Bible declares it's going to be fierce. We are coming to the end of the age, the warfare, the spiritual warfare. I know many mock and many laugh, but that doesn't take away from the fact that it's going on. And if you're a Christian, then you're right smack dab in the middle of it. Father, I thank you for your word today. And you said it won't go back void. Lord, we've done the best we can, Father, to preach your word, to try to teach your word, Father, knowing that all wisdom and all knowledge and all understanding comes from you, that man doesn't have it, that we only receive it by revelation from you. Father, we ask you to touch each and every individual that would happen to hear this word today. Lord, change lives. Strengthen us, Lord, in these last days, and help us to be what you would have us to be. Don't let deception, Lord, draw us to the side and take us out. Father, but let us, and you said that no man or nothing can pluck us out of your hand. But Lord, I believe if we make a conscious choice that we can jump out of it, that we are free moral agents. And Joshua said, choose you this day whom you will serve. I believe we make choices. Paul said, I die daily. Every day we make a choice. Choose you this day whom you are going to serve. We just thank you today for your power and for your spirit and for your word, which will never, ever pass away and never come back void to you, but do that which you sent it to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our email is truthintheword77@gmail.com. Check us out on our webpage, www.biblechurchofgodwv.org. Our Facebook page, www.facebook.com, The Truth in God's Word. We try to get these messages posted up. And if you'd like to drop us a line on our email address, then, you know, send us a testimony or a prayer request, or just let us know you're listening to the broadcast, and God's changing lives. So until next time, God bless.
This has been Truth in God's Word Radio with Pastor Jim Newsom. Our email address is truthintheword777@gmail.com. Word of God declares, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Jesus is coming very soon. Until next time, may God bless each and every one of you. And the meek shall inherit.